case really restricts saying that should observe the Sabbath.
所以他们很强烈的主张啊，要在基本信仰的条文里面列入遵守安息日这一句话。
Therefore, they insist to put on the wording in the basic, our basic doctrine is to observe the Sabbath.
他们认为啊，从星期五日落到星期六日落这二十四小时要切实的分别为圣。
They believe on the sunset of Friday night till the sunset of Saturday night, these 24 hours should be holy.
教会啊，有聚会的时候一定要去参加。
And since the church has the service, everyone should attend.
而且要严格遵守。
Should observe exactly.
那另外有一部的代表啊，他认为现在是恩典时代的安息日。
Some of the dedicates thought today, Sabbath day, is under the blessing.
我们不受律法的拘束。
We should not be restricted by the law.
所以条文里面要列入当纪念安息日。
Therefore, the doctrine should put it in this way to commemorate the Sabbath service.
也就是说啊，我们有的人要上课，有的人要上班，不可能遵守安息日。
In other words, some of the people who are doing the work or go to the school cannot observe the Sabbath.
所以啊，在各学校里面、各机关、各家庭，你不能来的，一定要纪念今天就是安息日。
Therefore, due to your own personal excuse, you cannot come, but you should commemorate the Sabbath service.
那不一定啊，到教会来。
Not necessarily come to the chapel.
因为你不能来。
Because you cannot come.
但是你一定要分别为圣。
But you should put this day as a holy day.
从心里面纪念今天就是安息日。
From your heart to commemorate today is the Sabbath day.
所以要不说私，不做私事，不说私话，不行私路。
Therefore, do not do your own business, do not do your private thinking.
在内心纪念就可以了。
Commemorate in your heart.
我记得当时啊，我们欧美啊，每家地区的这个代表有这样发表。
I still remember at that time the dedicates from Western society they say
说我们这个安息圣日的基本信仰要列入享受安息日这一句话。
And the basic doctrine should put Sabbath in this way to enjoy the Sabbath day.
他说安息日啊，既不是遵守，也不是纪念。
The Sabbath day is not for you to observe or commemorate.
是一种享受。
It's a joy.
他说：“你看，刚刚我们唱的赞美诗啊，是快乐日，快乐日。”
Because the hymn we just sang is Happy Day, Happy Day.
要享主圣日，大得平安。
You should enjoy this happy day and receive the peace.
所以我们的前辈啊，已经把这个安息日，定为享受，有着享受这么一个意思。
Therefore, from the hymns, we can understand Sabbath day is for us to enjoy.
记得当时美国的代表说啊，我们每逢安息日啊，就是每个家庭呢、啊、做一道菜啊，然后带到教会来，中午啊，我们就没有安排姊妹去烧饭，就把聚会完了、啊，把那道菜放在微波炉里面三五分钟以后就拿出来啊，热腾腾的，大家就吃了，很高兴哈、哦。一面唱诗祷告，一面享受爱餐呢、啊，是一种享受了，不是纪念，也不是遵守。
And the dedicate from the U.S. they claim that every Sabbath day, each family in the church prepare one dish and they can share the meal in the fellowship and have the service, therefore to enjoy the Sabbath day.
听了大表的代表的发表啊，好像都很有道理。
It seems everyone is right.
所以后来我们的基本信仰那一条、啊、安息日是这样写的。
Therefore, the basic doctrine on the issue of Sabbath put in this way.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
You should commemorate the Sabbath day and observe that as a holy day.
既有纪念，又有遵守。
And since there is observe and commemorate.
就是说能遵守的就要遵守啊，不能遵守的一定要纪念。
If you have time to observe, you have to observe, otherwise commemorate.
而且在里面也定了是这日就是神赐福的日子。
And further than that, this day is the day of blessing from God.
也带有享受的意思。
Another words that reply to enjoyment.
同时加上一句要我们纪念天上永远的安息。
And one more sentence to put on is to remember the rest in heaven.
我们就是 生活在美加地区的弟兄姐妹。
And today we are living in a Canadian society.
啊，十几年前呢、啊，你们的代表曾经这样的发言表示，所以啊，我盼望各位来遵守安息日的时候，一定要快快乐乐啊。
And 10 over years ago, your delegates in the conference says to enjoy this date. Therefore, you have to enjoy.
有的人说又到安息日了。
Somebody complained that it's Saturday again.
这个又到安息日有两种看法。
Somebody complained this. There's two issues.
冷淡的时候说怎么又到了，真讨厌。
If your faith is too cold, you will complain, how come it's Saturday again?
不去啊，传道啊，负责人又要来访问了。
If I don't go, the board of director and the preacher will visit me again.
热心爱主的说又到安息日，感谢主。
For the zealous member, they are happy to see Saturday again.
那你是什么样一个心情来呢？
And which board you are in now?
在一天的开始啊，我们希望用着愉快啊、享受的心情来纪念今天的安息日。
Therefore, on the beginning of this Sabbath day, we should use the heart of enjoy to commemorate and observe the Sabbath.
也求神呐、啊，让我们在今天呢、啊、过着充实的一天。
And wish God will guide us for a very fruitful day.
啊，大家为着今天的一切圣工祷告。
And please pray for today's all the holy work.
啊，求主亲自带领。
May the Lord guide us presently.
Today 早上想跟各位谈谈成人的宗教教育。
For this morning, I would like to talk about the adult religious education.
啊，所谓宗教教育啊，就是神的教育。
And religious education is the education of God.
以教会来讲啊，就是有关敬拜神、认识神、服侍神的种种教育。
And it's the education regarding worship and serving the Lord.
我们弟兄姊妹都很看重青少年的宗教教育。
And everyone is really look into it, the education for the youth.
所以每逢安息日或者是星期日，我们都会鼓励我们的子弟参加教会的宗教教育。
Therefore, we strongly recommend our youth to attend the religious education on Saturday and Sunday.
这是正确的，也是应该的。
And this is necessary and it should be done.
问题是很多成人呢、啊、都忽略了自己也要受宗教教育。
But most of the adults really neglect that since adults should need the religious education.
教会的负责人也应该有这个观念。
And the person in charge in the church should have this kind of concept.
就是要举办成人的宗教教育。
To hold the adult religious education.
好，今天早上讲的是一种观念。
This morningThe topic we are going to use is talk about the concept.
也许还不成熟。
May not be mature yet.
不过我希望啊，我这个小小的一个意见，一种观念，能够提供教会的领导者，这特别关心教会圣工的弟兄姊妹啊，一点参考。
Therefore, I put up this concept for brother in charge of the church to really think about and look into it.
至于要怎么做啊，这个啊有待各教会的领导者啊。依实际的情况去考虑去推行。
And how to carry out this concept really depend on each local church and the person in charge.
我们都知道青少年的问题很多。
We all know there's many problems on the teenage youth.
犯罪率啊不断的提高。
And the degree increase on the criminal rate.
犯罪的年龄啊不断的降低。
And the criminal become even younger today.
青少年的问题啊，包罗万象。
And they contains many type of criminals.
从抽烟喝酒开始。
From the simplest, smoke and drinking.
到逃学离家。
And up to escape the school and escape the house.
或者是偷窃抢劫。
And even steal or rob.
或者是赌博打架。
Or gambling or fighting.
严重一点的吸毒贩毒
the worst is delivery the drug or drug dealer
甚至与人同居强奸啊绑架通通都有
or commit many things which is even worse than these
青少年呢、啊、不断的在制造问题
we can see all these youth still create all these society problem
那这些成年人呢、啊、不断的在研究如何解决青少年的问题
and all the adults try to solve all the youth problem
近年来啊我们的教会青少年的问题也不少
in these days in the present years we can see more problem happen in our church too
国外的情形、啊、我不太了解
I'm not really quite understand what's the situation here
在台湾呢、啊、近年来的学生联恩会啊也发生不少的问题
In these days in Taiwan the student spiritual convocation there's some issue happen
以前的学生联恩会很单纯大家聚在一起啊、受教育那么受管理大家蛮有秩序的
Before there's the spiritual convocation for the student they are simple and they are easy to control to handle
那近年来啊这个学生联合会直到教研讲习会都或多或少啊发生了一些问题
and from the student spiritual convocation even up to the teacher seminar more or less some of the problem been happen
在我们的洗手间也常常发现呢、啊、烟蒂
in our church washroom we can find the cigarette
在楼上就是寝室的上面也发现了
And we can find some cigarette above the bedroom.
去年也发生了一件吸毒案件。
And last year, even there's a drug taking happened in the church.
有发生了一件男女之间呢很不长的关系。
And even happened the relationship between sex.
甚至动到这个家长啊，都动干戈，动肝火。
And even the parents of both sides, they are fighting each other.
教会的篱笆已经关不住青少年的身体，也关不住他们的心了。
The fence of the church cannot close the heart of the youth.
所以青少年制造问题，但是这些成人呢、啊，解决问题的成人啊，却常常是束手无策。
And the youth create the problem, however, the adults cannot solve the problem.
有一个少年呢，就是啊，国中班呢，啊，初中班的学生啊，有一天回来啊，跟妈妈这样说。
And one youth is in the junior youth class. One day he came back from the school, talked to the mom.
说妈妈，我现在已经十四五岁了哈。
And he's saying, Mom, today I'm 14, 15 years.
老师告诉我，我现在是一种反抗期。
And the teacher tell me I'm in the teenage group now.
所以你最好对我小心一点，不要常常啊恶联现象哈，因为我会反抗的哈。
So you better be aware I may reject you.
说不定呢，有一天呢，我失手打你也说不定。
And maybe someday I will hit you by my own hand.
因为我现在处于反抗期啊，有时候不能自主。
Because I'm in the teenager now, therefore I cannot control myself sometimes.
妈妈说没有错但是今天我去看医生啊医生说我现在是更年期
and the mother says yes you are in but today I went to see the doctor I'm in the old age now old age group now
这个更年期的女人啊有时候也是反复无常
in my age I'm also unstabilized
所以你也要小心哈你也要体谅我
Therefore, you better be aware too, you have to understand my situation.
当一个反抗期的青少年碰上更年期的中年人，你想两个人呢、啊、怎么相处呢
？And how can these two persons to get along with each other?
这个问题很难。
This is a hard question to answer.
两年前呢、啊，我第一次到一个叫做教养院，女子教养院去布道。
And 2 years ago, I went to a place only the female can go for treatment.
那是我们台湾教会啊第一次接触这个女子教养院。
And this is the only time that our church approach this female criminal.
担任传道说要我去主讲。
And the preacher asked me to be there to conduct the sermon.
我问他那些女孩子是怎么样的一些情形，他不太了解，不过全部都是女的就是了。
I asked him what is the situation for those people, but the only answer I get is they are all female.
所以我一直祷告啊，对这些女孩子啊，听说是十来岁的女孩子，到底要讲什么？
So I put this into prayer because I don't know how to talk to these teenager group.
后来啊，我准备了一篇讲章啊，就是我最喜爱的一本书，用这个题目去介绍。
I prepared a sermon on the topic of the book I like.
到了那个女子教养院呢，那个院长啊接待我。
And when I went to that place, the person in charge of that place welcomed me.
我问她的情形。
I asked her.
她说我们这些女孩子哈，最小的13岁，最大的18岁。
All these girls stay here, the youngest one is 13, the oldest one is 18.
她说这些都是家里或者是各机关呢、送到我们这边来教养来管束的啦。
And all these girls been sent by the family or by the police in order to receive a special education.
我说13岁到18岁的女孩子会做什么坏事啊，我就这样很天真的问呢。
And I asked her from the age of 13 to 18 is a teenager group, what can they do?
那院长就告诉我，你不要小看这些女孩子啊，大胆得很啊。
You don't simply look down on them, they are quite brave.
他说如果我通通告诉你内幕啊，你连听都不敢听的。
And they are quite open, if I explore all the detail, you may not want to hear.
他就很简单的告诉我一些。
He simply described.
后来我进到礼堂去。
I entered the hall.
刚好四排椅子。
There are four lengths of pulpit, the
pews. 我一看，个个都是很多都是眉目清秀啊，长得很可爱的女孩子。
When I see their face, they are looking good and pretty good looking female.
那些少女啊也是长发飘飘，长得很美的。
And they are beautiful and they have long hairs and good looking.
怎么看呢？从外表看也看不出什么坏人呢。
From the outer experience, you cannot judge which one is the criminal.
但是私下里啊，他们是干了很多骇人听闻的大事。
But under the table, they have done something really shocked the people.
我把圣经就放在讲台上。
I put the Bible on the front.
题目已经写了，我最喜爱的一本书。
And I put up the title, the book which I like.
前面几个女孩子破破烂烂的，有什么好喜欢的？
And the few girls put up the statement, say such a book, how nothing you can like it.
我听到了，我也不动声色。
I have heard, but I say nothing.
我就开始介绍我最喜爱的一本书。
I start to introduce the book I like.
我说你们知道我最喜爱的一本书是什么吗？
I ask them, you know, which book I like.
又两三个，谁不知道？放在那边的谁不知道？
And some people answer, of course we know, you put it in the front.
我说你们都很聪明。
You are smart enough.
所以我就开始介绍这本圣经。
I start to introduce the Bible.
我为什么喜欢这本圣经？
And what's the reason make me to like the Bible?
这本圣经讲些什么？
And what's the Bible talk about?
怎么样去读圣经？
How do you read a Bible?
讲完了。
And I finish.
我们的传道人这个主领的传道就上去了。
And the preacher come up after me.
他说啊，今天陈长老那本圣经哈、已经30多年了，所以看起来破破烂烂，没有错。
And he say today Elder Chan's used the Bible is 30 over years old. Of course, look not very new.
他不是没有钱买了，因为是舍不得离开他，因为太爱他了。
And he is not because no money to buy a new one because this is quite a treasure one.
好，今天我代表教会正式宣布，谁爱这本圣经的，我们教会要送他一本全新的。如果喜欢的人呢、就到这个什么地方去登记这样子。
And today I'm on behalf of church. If you like this Bible, I can, the church can send you a brand new one. You just register yourself.
后来我看了、差不多全部都登记了。
And after that, most of people register themselves.
回来以后我一个感想。
When I return, I have a thought.
这样子一个青春美丽活泼的少女呀、竟然是被关在那边呢、受管教。
And such a beautiful and good young, the teenager group, and how come they've been controlled in that place?
所以我越发觉得啊，成人要赶快受教育。
Therefore, I think more about the adult should receive the education.
那我今天谈的纯粹是教会的宗教教育。
And today I'm only talk about the adult religious education.
因为制造问题的青少年呢，不断在受教育。
Because the youth create the problem, they are received education too.
但是解决问题的成人呢，却停止再教育。
But the adults try to solve the problem, they have been stopped receiving the education.
这个就是问题所在了。
This is the problem.
你有没有发现呢？我们的青少年现在宗教教育都很热心，但是我们的成人呢？已经没有宗教教育了。
Today you can see our youth, they are very zealous on religious education, but the adults is upside.
所以啊，我希望这个观念呢、啊，能够引起啊一些人呢、啊、有共识人的一些共鸣啊，那、啊、进而啊能够想想办法，是不是可以来推行看看。
Therefore, I put up this concept for you to think about, and for the people who want to carry it out, have a thought.
所谓的学无止境啊，活到老学到老。
And no matter how long you live, you learn to that time.
所以啊，成人不要停止再受教育。
Therefore, adults should receive the continual education.
尤其在教会的弟兄姐妹啊，不要说啊，我已经信了这么久了，不必再教育了啊，不见得哈。
Especially, we should not have this concept since I believe so long. Therefore, I don't need education anymore.
好，就这个问题啊，我来讲一些观念呢、啊，给大家做参考。
Use this topic, I share with you some thoughts.
首先我们谈谈什么叫成人。
First of all, we talk about what do you mean adult?
到底这个成人的年龄啊，怎么样去界限
？What's the age limit on adult?
犹太人呢、啊，满十二岁的孩子就把他当作成人看，那是因为在律法上啊已经完成教育的。
For the Jewish people, they treat the age of 12 as an adult because under the law they complete education.
所以你看，我们的主耶稣啊，十二岁的时候就上耶路撒冷去了。
Therefore, we can see our Jesus, he went to Jerusalem at the age of 12.
因为按照律法的规定，他在十二岁已经完成律法的教育，成为律法之子。从此以后，他要向神负责。
Therefore, under the law of the Jewish, he completed education. Start from that time, he's the son of law.
各位，假如要我们把十二岁的孩子、啊、当作成人看待。你们同意吗？
If I put up to you, you treat the 12 years old kids as an adult, are you agree?
我想我们很难同意。
We hard to agree.
啊，十二岁嘛，小孩子知道什么，懂什么。
12 years old, how much the person can know?
所以就算有了过失啊，原谅了，饶恕了，求神赦免了。
The kids may make mistake, we just ask the God forgiven.
什么叫成人？
What is adult?
韩国的一位长老啊，曾经这样说。
One of the elder in Korea says that.
他说他那边的青年呐、啊，不管男不管女哈，四十岁还没有结婚呢、啊，人家说小孩子。
And the youth in Korea, even up to age 40, you haven't get married, you are still kids.
啊，十七八岁已经结婚了，哎，他成人了。
If you get married on 17 or 18, you are adult.
所以他的观念里面就是结婚就是成人。
Therefore, in his mind, marriage is the draw line of adult.
这一点各位同意吗？
Are you agree?
那假如一个人啊，四十岁真的还不结婚，到底是孩子还是成人？
If a person does not get married until age of 40, which group he should be?
三十岁了不结婚，是成人呢，还是孩子呢？
On the age of 30, is that belong to adults or kids?
什么叫成人
？What is adult？
我个人这样给他一个界定了哈。
I put the definition on this。
我也不太赞成十二岁看成人。
I did not agree on the age of 12 as an adult。
也不太同意啊，说结婚才叫成人。
I do not agree either on the marriage line。
我现在根据圣经哈来谈一个观念，就是说。我认为啊，满二十岁可以把他当作成人看。
From the Bible point of view, I treat adults from the age of 20.
我有三个理由。
I have three reasons.
请看民数记第一章。
Please turn to Numbers.
二节三节。
Numbers chapter 1 verse 2 and 3.
民数记第一章第二节。
Numbers chapter 1 verse 2.
你要按以色列全会众的家室、宗族、人民的数目计算所有的男丁。第三节。
Three.
凡以色列中从二十岁以上能出去打仗的，你跟亚伦要照他们的军队数点。摩西要组织军队，那个时候就是算二十岁以上的人了，男丁呢。
When Moses tried to organize the troop, therefore they count age of 20, they can go out to fight.
今天呢，以色列已经男女皆兵了。
And today, Israelites, even male or female, they are all soldiers.
我为什么说二十岁以上要把他当作成人看？
Why do I put age of 20 as the line of adults?
因为他们要负起保卫国家民族的责任。
Because they have the responsibility to protect their country and people.
所以我认为今天呢，在教会里面已经满二十岁以上的人呢，就要接受这个成人的宗教教育。
Therefore, today, since you are on the age over age of 20, you should receive adult religious education.
他们要保卫神的国度。
Because you have to protect the kingdom of God.
他们要为神的国度来征战。
You have to fight with the kingdom of God.
这些人要负起责任来。
And all these people take the responsibility.
啊，第二个理由。
The second reason.
请看民数记十四章。
Turn to Numbers chapter 14.
二十九节。
29.
民数记十四章二十九节。
Numbers chapter 14 verse 29.
你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，并且你们中间凡被数点从二十岁以外向我发怨言的，三十节。
30.
必不得进我所起誓应许叫你们住的那个地，唯有耶弗尼的儿子加勒和嫩的儿子约书亚才能进去。以色列民在旷野犯了罪。
And Israelites commit the sin in the desert.
那么这些犯罪的人呢、啊？神没有找十九岁以下的人算账，没有。
And God did not count the age of under 20.
但是满二十岁以上，如果向神发怨言的，神说一个也不能进迦南地。
But for those who above 20, if they complain to God, no one can enter the land.
意思就是说，满二十岁以上的人要为自己所犯的罪去负责任的。
In other words, over the age of 20, the people should take responsibility of he himself.
这是神对当时的以色列民讲的话。
And this is the statement stated by God to Israelites.
但是十九岁以下的不是没有罪，神没有当场审判的。
And under the age of 20 does not mean they did not commit the sin.But God did not count.
所以啊，我看神呢、啊，有一个意思，就是说，二十岁以上的人呢、啊，犯罪，你要自己负责，神要审判你。
Therefore, that reply God has the line over 20, you got to respond for yourself.
啊，既然要为自己所做的事负责任，你就是成人了。
Since you are responsible for what you have done, then you are adult.
第三个理由啊。
The third reason.
请看历代志上二十三章。
Please turn to Chronicles, First Chronicles,
二十四节
23:24.
历代志上二十三章二十四节
First Chronicles chapter 23:24.
以上立位子孙做族长的，照着男丁的数目，从二十岁以外，都办耶和华殿的事务啊。这里记载，从二十岁以上的立位子孙。要服侍神的殿。
Here say the descendants of Levi over 20 should serve the Lord in the temple.
要管理会幕的事。
They are serve the Lord in the temple.
要来帮助祭司做服侍的工作。
They help the priest to serve the Lord.
所以二十岁以上的人，他们有责任要来帮忙会幕的工作。
Therefore, over the age of 20, these people they are responsible to help the temple.
所以根据这三个理由啊。
For these three reasons,
二十岁以上要保卫国家
，and over 20, you have to protect the kingdom.
二十岁以上要为自己的罪来负责任。
Over 20, the people should be responsible for their own doing.
二十岁以上的人要参与会幕的工作。
Over 20, the people should involve on serving the temple.
所以啊，我就把它界定在满二十岁以上的人。我们叫做成人。
Therefore, I define age of above age of 20, is the adults.
也许各位也不同意这样看法，也说不定。
You may not be necessarily agree.
不管你同意不同意，我今天的 这个讲道啊，今天这一节的讲道，我就是用这个做出发点来谈论的。
No matter you agree or not, but today's topic I'm going to use age of 20 as the standing point.
哎，我们现在来谈谈为什么成人要接受宗教教育。
And now we are going to talk about what's the reason that the adult should need the religious education.
这是神的要求。
This is the requirement of God.
请看生命记第六章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5.
生命记六章第五节。
Chapter 6 verse 5.
一直到第九节。
Up to 9.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，你都要记在心上，也要教训，殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要吸在手上做记号，戴在额上做经文，也要写在你的房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。啊，这一段圣经呢，是当日神借着摩西在告诉以色列民的话。
And this is God told Moses.To pass the message to Israelites.
这一段话绝对不是对小孩子讲的。
This is the words. It's not only to the kids.
因为第七节有说要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Because on the verse 7 tell us to impress them on your children.
所以这一段重要的交代啊，是对把神的话记在心上。
And teach the adults to remember God's word in your heart.
教训成人要常常。谈论神的话
to teach the adults to talk about and discuss God's word
并且在你生活的范围场所要写上神的话
and in your living surrounding you have to write on God's word
这段话就是对成人讲的
and this is the message put up to the adults
神对选民有这样的一个要求
God has this requirement to the chosen one
要他们呢一定要记住神的话
require them to remember God's word
而且要殷勤教训儿女
and should impress them on their children
神曾经对亚伯拉罕说
God told Abraham once
我今天照顾你啊为的是要你去照顾你的眷属
Today I look after you in order for you to look after your family
所以今天凡是神的选民啊都应该接受宗教教育
Therefore, all the chosen people of God should receive religious education.
这是神的要求。
This is the requirement from God.
第二个理由啊。
The second reason.
这是主耶稣的榜样。
This is the good example of Jesus.
请看马太福音第四章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 4.
二十三节。
Matthew 4, 23.
马太第四章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 23.
耶稣走遍加利利。在各会堂里教训人传天国的福音医治百姓各样的疾病这段圣经告诉我们啊，主耶稣来到世界有三大工作
and that this verse tells us there are three major things task for Jesus to do
一个是传天国的福音
one preach the good news of kingdom
一个是医治百姓的病
the other one healing every disease
还有一个就是在各会堂里教训人
and the other one is teaching in their synagogues
并且马太哈把这个在各会堂里教训人列为主耶稣的首要工作
we can see the writer Matthew put teaching in the synagogue is the first task of Jesus
所以你看我们的主耶稣啊在世的时候经常利用机会来教训众人或者教训门徒
therefore Jesus used every chance to teach the people to teach the disciples
这是主耶稣啊非常看重教育的问题
therefore Jesus really looked into as important of education
他教育十二个使徒
he educated the 12 disciples
他教育七十个门徒
he educated 70 disciples
他也特别用心教育三个使徒
he specially educated the 3 disciples
他有时候是教育众人
sometimes he teach the group
所以我们主耶稣啊把这个教训人这个教导人啊列为他的最重要的工作之一
Therefore Jesus put education and teaching as the most important work for him to do
因此、啊、我们要学习主的榜样
Therefore we have to imitate his example
今天我们教会的领导者、啊、要记住教导信徒敬畏神 学习真理是我们领导者的重要责任之一。
Therefore, person in charge should remember one of your important tasks is teach the people to observe the Lord.
有些领导者非常看重这个教育，宗教教育。
Some of the person in charge really look into the religious education.
所以他经常举办各种灵修会了。进修会了，讲习会了。
Therefore, quite often, hold the special, seminar for the people.
这个是对的。
This is right.
为了教会的需要。
For the needs of the church.
我们应该举办成人的宗教教育。
We should hold adult religious education.
当日啊，以斯拉啊，尼希米时代，以斯拉就是非常看重这个事。
In the time of Nehemiah, Israel really looked into it.
我最近在读这个尼希米记的时候，有一个感想啊。
Well, these days when I read the book of Nehemiah, I have thought.
现在请看尼希米记第八章。
Please turn to Nehemiah chapter 8.
尼希米记第八章，这里记载以斯拉在教导众百姓听神的话。
Nehemiah chapter 8 telling us the Israel read the law.To the people.
第一节，第八章的第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
他们众人聚集在水门前的宽阔处。
And they are all gathered in the broad area of the water gate.
就请文士以斯拉来。
Then they invite the Ezra.
第二节，以斯拉将律法书带到会众的面前。
And the second verse tells us Israel bring the book of law to the people.
第三节记载从清早到中午一直的讲。
And start from the daytime to the noontime.
那众民啊，很认真的在听。
They are all clear to listen.
现在我要各位注意的是第四节了。
And I put the importance on verse 4.
你看这个以斯拉哈在。讲律法书的时候啊，特别制造一个讲台了，啊。
We can see Israel in order to tell the law, he specially make up a wooden platform.
然后啊，他的左右边哈，左右两边，这是第四节记载，左右两边呢、啊、站着文武百官。
And on the verse four telling us, behind his right and hand, there are so many officers standing.
所以哈、哦，我这个感想就是说，以斯拉在讲律法书的时候，最靠近他的哈，就是最重要的领导者。
And when he teach the law, the most close one to him is the most important leader in the groups.
这个感想是什么呢
？What is this thought？
感谢主，我们这边还好哈。有些教会啊，开灵恩会的时候，负责人不听道理，不听讲道哦。
And really praise the Lord. In our place is okay. Some of theplace, the person in charge did not attend the spiritual convocation.
开灵恩会啊，讲到好几堂啊，负责人呢、啊，东走西走，一下子楼上楼下，一下子里面外面啊，我福建我就拢拢熟了，安不定心在这里听到啊。可是文士以斯拉在讲道的时候啊，最重要的人要在他左右旁边认真听。百姓啊，可以马马虎虎；负责人不可以马马虎虎，是这样子哦。
And according to Israel's teaching, is the person in charge in the church should sit in the front pew to listen carefully about the law, about the teaching.
所以啊，我认为今天哈、啊，要看重这个成人的宗教教育啊，一定要从负责人做起。
Therefore, in order to look into the adult religious education, we should start from the religious.The person in charge.
所以当以斯拉在讲这个律法书的时候
，When Israel teaching about the law，
这些最重要的领导者在左右两旁
，The most important leader of the group standing right beside。
然后第八节说清清楚楚的讲
，And the verse 8 telling us he teach them clearly。
第九节大家听得很感动就哭了
，And verse 9 everyone so moved and cried。
第十节哭了以后就变成力量了，就变成喜乐的力量
，And verse 10 tell us since they cried that turned into a strong faith。
再看十三节
，13
隔一天，众民的族长、祭司、立位人都到以斯拉那里要听律法书
，And next day all the leader and the priests and of the Levite gathered there。To listen to Israel.
这个十三节隔一天呢、啊，那些 再来听的人是族长、祭司、立位人，也是最重要的领导者。
On the second day, here the gathered priests of the Levi and the leader of the group, they are important person.
啊，有一次啊，去参加一个灵恩会。
One time I attend a spiritual convocation.
啊，一个负责人说啊，哎，传道，你今天讲到要讲到四点半哈，然后再祷告到五点哦，不能一分都不能差，因为我们五点钟才有饭吃。
He instruct me, you have to sermon until 4:30 and prayer half an hour up to 5. Up to that time, we have the meal to have to eat.
我说一节就好了，不必两节，不必两节了。
I told him one section is good enough, not necessary two.
他说没有没有，一定要讲多一点，长一点。
No, you have to speak longer.
我说传道要讲长很简单，那么请负责人坐下来，你不要到外面去叫信徒坐在那边，你自己都不进来，这样子不公平啊。
And I say, then have to you have to sit down and everyone sit down.
有些教会的领导者真的在开灵恩会的时候，他以身作则。
And some of the people, person in charge in other churches, they really concentrate on the sermon.
这样才能够带动大家。
That can lead the group.
所以你看以色列这个时代就是这样子。
And we can see the time of Israel, it is like this.
因此啊，以色列民的信仰就复兴起来了。
Therefore, that can revive the faith of Israelites.
这是为着教会的需要。
This is the needs of the church.
为着我们每个家庭的需要，也是应该这样子。
And for the needs of the each family.It's just like this.
因为哈，这个成人的宗教就要影响我们家庭的成长。
Because adult religious education really bring a big impact on the growth of the family.
请看民数记二十六章。
Let's turn to number 26.
五十九节。
Book of number chapter 26 verse 59.
二十六章五十九节。
26 of numbers and verse 59.
暗然的妻名叫约基别，是利未女子，生在埃及。她给暗然生了亚伦、摩西，并他们的姐姐米利暗。这里记载有一个非常伟大的母亲叫约基别。
And here talk about a very great mother, Jezebel.
她虽然生长在埃及
，although she is grow up in Egypt，
却是有美好的信仰。
And she has a beautiful faith.
她一生啊，给丈夫生了三个子女。
And she gave birth for three children.
大姐叫米利暗。
First one, Aaron.
大儿子叫亚伦。
Aaron.
啊，老幺叫摩西。
And the last one is Moses.
这个女人呐、啊，她一生当中生三个子女。
And this woman gave birth for three children.
这三个子女呀、啊，都是以色列国顶尖人物。
And these three children, they are an important person in the history of Israelite.
米利暗呢、啊、是女先知。
And Miriam is the Prophets.
那么亚伦呢、啊、是以色列的第一任大祭司。
And Aaron is the first high priest of all Israelites.
摩西呀、啊、是以色列民族的救星。
And Moses is the savior for the whole Israelites.
一个平凡的女子，竟然生了三个全国的顶尖人物。
A normal lady gave birth to three children. They are all become an important person of the history.
为什么能这样子呢？
What is this all?
因为这个约基别啊，自己成长。
Because Jezebel, she grow himself.
根据出埃及记跟希伯来书的记载啊，约基别的信心呢、啊、非常刚强。
In the book of Hebrew, saying about this mother has a strong faith.
所以能够教导这三个子女啊，这么的出类拔萃。
Therefore, she could teach these three children to grow well.
所以今天呢、啊，为着我们家庭的需要哈、啊，家庭的成长啊。这些成人呢、啊，也一定要接受宗教教育。
Therefore, for the sake of the growth of family, every adult should receive the religious education.
我们常常说啊，父母亲是孩子的第一个老师。
And we always say parents is the first teacher of the children.
一个人要当老师啊，大概要受教育20年左右。
If a person want to be teacher, he has to receive 20 years education.
但是父母亲呢、啊，孩子一出生啊，你就自然的变成老师了。
But since you gave birth, then the parent become a teacher right away.
你教他祷告。
You teach him to pray.
你教他要礼貌。
You teach him be polite.
孩子一出生，你就是老师。
Since the children born, you are the teacher right away.
我们的家是孩子的第一个托儿所。
And our family is the first kindergarten that our kids attend.
这个托儿所是非常的重要。
This daycare center is most important.
主耶稣把这个孩子 放在这个托儿所里面。
Because Jesus put these kids into this daycare center.
假如这个家庭里面的家长啊不受教育。
If the daycare center, the parent of this daycare center do not receive education,
这个托儿所又像什么一个托儿所？
Then what is this daycare center would be like?
教会就是我们教会儿童的第一所学校。
And church is the first school our kids should attend.
我们的孩子啊，第一个接触的学校就是教会。
Because our kids attend the first school is the church.
那教会这些成人再不受宗教教育啊，这些学生到教会这个学校来啊，要受什么教育呢？
If the adult did not receive a religious education, then how can we educate the next generation?
圣经是孩子第一本最好的书。
Bible is the first and the best book of the kids.
我不知道这边是不是这样子哈，在台湾的教会啊，每一次新受洗，教会一定送他一本圣经，而且啊，教会的负责人亲自签名呢、啊，某某人做受洗纪念，还盖教会的章，啊，那一本书啊，就是小孩子第一本书。
And the practice in the church in Taiwan church, all the new baptized member receive a new book with the signature of the person.
所以啊，为着我们家庭的成长。
For the sake of the growth of the family,
为着教会的需要,
for the needs of the church,
成人一定要接受宗教教育,
adults should receive the religious education,
成人有经济的力量,
adults has the way to survive,
有领导教会的力量,
has the ability to lead,
是今天教会的领袖,
is the pillar of the church today.
你看, 所以你看我们教会的负责人啊, 长老执事啊, 啊, 宗教教育的教育啊一般来讲都是成人。
When you see the religious teacher and all the person in church, they are all adults.
啊，假如再不接受教育的话，那我们这个教会啊是没有什么前途的。
If we still not receive the religious education, then we have no hope anymore.
所以啊，为了这些需要，我们必须啊推行成人的宗教教育。
Therefore, for all these needs, we should pursue on the adult religious education.
常常说啊，儿童是未来教会的主人翁。
We always say children is the pillar of the church in the future.
青年呢是教会明天的栋梁。
And the youth is the pillar of the church in the future.
但是不要忘记，成人呢是今天的柱石。
But you don't forget, adult is the pillar of the church present.
我们很看重未来的主人翁。
We always look into the person in the future.
我们不忽略明天的栋梁。
We do not ignore the next day pillar.
但是我们却忽略了今天的柱石。
However, we ignore today's pillar.
没有今天，哪来明天呢？
If there's no today, where's tomorrow?
没有今天，哪来未来呢？
There's tomorrow. There's no tomorrow. How can you talk about future?
所以以前好像我们的口号都在推行这个未来的主人翁要看重。
We always think about we have to look. We have to take care of the future kid.
明天的栋梁要培养。
We have to build up the pillar for tomorrow.
但是啊，今天这些柱石怎么样呢？
But how about today's pillar?
是不是摇摇摆摆？
Are they shaking?
没有今天哪来明天
？Without today, there's no tomorrow.
所以啊，成人要先开始啊。
Therefore, we start from the adults.
有好的成人，自然有好的青年。
A good adult, there's a good youth.
那有好的青年，当然有好的儿童。
A good youth should have good children.
所以大家注重未来，看重明天，也不要忽略今天。
Therefore, we look into future. We take important of tomorrow, but we do not.Ignore today.
我们第一节讲到这里。
We end up the first section here.
大家默祷。
Pray in silence.
个人的这个灵修生活。
And 10% has the personal, spiritual nurturing program.
所以不管是家庭礼拜也好，或者是夫妻一起灵修是个人呢，都没有超过10%。
Therefore, no matter is personal or family or a couple, personal nurturing program will not pass 10%.
这个调查哈，是正确性有多少我不知道哈，但是从这个调查的数目来看呢，10%的人啊以下的人有在做灵修，其他都没有。
And I don't know how accurate of this survey, but I can see under 10% of the people who has the nurturing program.
所以你会发现很多弟兄姊妹啊。在家里面哈，根本没有自己做祷告，也没有在读圣经。
Therefore, you can see many of the members do not pray, do not read Bible.
那么在这样缺乏自主的灵修生活的情况之下，假若教会在忽略 成人的宗教教育啊，那就非常的可怕了。
Because we cannot see any self-motive spiritual nurturing program, and with no adult education in the church, then the member get into worse.
现在啊，我们再用圆圈来画哈。
We make a circle here.
最小的一圈呢，就是主耶稣来讲啊。
The most smallest circle is Jesus.
那在接近的那一圈呢，就是三个使徒。
And the close one is three disciples.
再一圈呢，就是十二使徒。
And outer circle is 12 disciples.
再一圈呢，就是七十个门徒。
The further out is 70 followers.
再一圈呢，就是众门徒。
And the further most bigger one is the rest of the followers.
那么圈外啊，就是众百姓。
And out of that circle is the people.
假如用这个圆圈的图形来看啊。
If we use this method.
最接近主耶稣的就是三个使徒。
The most close to Jesus is three disciples.
所以你看主耶稣对这三个门徒啊，花的时间最多。
Therefore, can see Jesus spend most of time with them.
也就是说，这三个使徒所接受的主耶稣的教育是最多的。
In other words, these three disciples received the most Jesus teaching.
那第二个才是十二个使徒。
And the second circle is 12 disciples.
那这个有什么？这个有一个观念我们要了解，就是说。越靠近主耶稣的核心人物啊，越要受教育。
Therefore, one thing we have to understand this concept: the most closest to the Jesus, the most education the person should receive.
也就是说，在教会里面呢，越重要的人物，越需要受教育。
In other words, the more important person in the church, the more education the person should receive.
所以你看以前啊，以前我们的真教会刚成立的时候啊，那些教会的长老执事啊，都要参加神学会哦，一定要参加。
When the church is just established, all the minister should attend the theological school.
那个时候的神学会大概是三个月，有的是一个月。
That's the theological seminar, 1 month or 3 months.
那凡是要担任教会的长老执事的或是负责人的，通通要拨忙啊去参加那个神学会。
For the people who want to be ordained as minister or person in charge should attend, have to attend.
以前的神学会啊，还要自己带米呀、啊，带粮食去参加的。
And before those seminar, you should bring your own daily supply in order to attend.
啊，没有人替你烧饭了，那个学员呢、啊、要轮流哈、啊。一个两个去烧饭。
And nobody cook for the attendants. All the attendants should take turn to cook for everyone.
所以早期真教会的那些领导者，就是在神学会受过训练出来的。
So at the beginning of the church stage, all the leaders in the church is come out from that seminar.
再看看我们今天教会的领导者。
And we'll look at today's leader of the church.
有几个真正受过神学教育
？How many of you really receive this theological seminar？
讲的哦不好听一点哦，有的啊，有的根本呢不懂圣经哦。
Even worse, some of the person in church did not know about Bible.
那你看这样的情况之下，要怎么样的领导教会
？In this circumstance, how can the people lead the church？
所以啊，这个观念假如大家懂了，就是说越核心人物，越中心人物，越要受教育。
Therefore, since we understand the concept, the most centered person should receive more education.
假如这个观念我们懂了，那么由领导者开始才会注重成人的宗教教育。
If we understand this concept, start from the person in charge will look into the religious education.
那现在常常有听到一些领导者说啊，你们年轻人赶快去参加什么会了，什么会了。那我呢，我已经老了啊，我什么都听过了，我不必了。它变成这样子的。
You can hear some of the person in charge say, "You guys, the youth, you should go attend all the seminars. For me, I'm too old. I cannot attend anymore."
啊，所以啊，我们假如有心要领导教会啊，要把这个教会带领好，你自己啊要先受教育。
If we have the heart to lead the church to into good stage, we have to receive the religious education.
好，现在我们来谈谈呢、啊，成人应该接受什么宗教教育
？And which type of religious education for adults to attend?
成人所要接受的教育太多了。
Adult should receive many kind of education.
因为他的接触面太广。
Because he reach any aspects.
因为他接触的人太多了。
He contact many people.
但是在教会里面呢，有几样啊必须接受的。
But in the church, there are few items is necessary.
第一啊，就是圣经知识。
First of all, is the knowledge of the Bible.
我们都知道圣经一共有六十六卷。
We all know there's 66 books in the Bible.
旧约三十九，新约二十七，三九二十七啊。
And the Old Testament 39 and the New Testament 27.
现在我们自己问问看哈，我现在是成人，那我对一卷圣经真正了解多少
？You ask yourself now, you are adult. We take one book. How much or how deep you understand?
我有一天呢，说请看厄巴底亚书，哦，大家找了老半天了，找不到。
And one day I say, look at the book of Obadiah, and hard to find.
有的看前面的目录还找不到，是旧约新约。
Somebody even asks, is New Testament or Old Testament?
你看。我们对圣经的了解实在是太少。
And actually, we are understanding about the Bible is too shallow.
那么，假如从现在开始
，start from today，
我们一年呢，来研究一卷呢，一卷圣经，一年呢，不要说一个月，一年啊。
We spend 1 year to study one book.
真正的去了解它。
Really understand.
去学习，去读它。
To study further deeper.
那么六十六卷加六十六年呢
？Then we have to spend 66 years in order to complete the whole book.
请问现在几岁了
？Ask yourself which year you are in.
学得完吗
？Can you complete?
好了，一个月一卷来讲。
We take per book per month.
事实上不太可能。
Actually, it's impossible.
一个月一卷呢，一年才十二卷。
And you take per month.Per book, and you only study 12 books.
你也要花五六年的时间才能学一遍。
Then you have to spend 5 or 6 years in order to complete one book.
所以哈，现在为时不迟的，现在开始。
But this is not too late yet.
希望啊，我们有计划的来学习圣经。
We can set up a program to study the Bible.
近年来，东南亚这些国家，好像新加坡、马来西亚、印尼，他们都有神学班的设立。
And these days, in the Southeast Asia, all these countries they set up the theological school.
就是三年呐，三年为一期。
And 3 years term.
每年一个月。
And one month per year.
澳大利亚是三个礼拜了。
In Australia, it's 3 weeks.
所以今天早上我一直躺在床上讲，我们这个纽这个不是纽西的，这叫什么？
温哥华。
我们温哥华教会啊，我想哈，我们可以开办这个神学班。
And I think since this morning, Vancouver Church should start the theological school.、嗯、
昨天晚上那个四班，我算一算了，哦，一大群人呐、啊。
And
30多个
Yesterday I count the members in the choirs They are over 30s
那加上有新学习的成年人加起来我看50个左右
And I can see more than 50 people are considered adults who are willing to learn
这50个左右假如一半参加就25个
And these 50 half in half 25 people will attend
所以啊我一直今天早上躺在床上我一直在想哈我们温哥华教会、啊、可以来办这个三年的神学班啊，每年呢、啊，每年三个礼拜或者一个月，这个时间我不知道了，不必跑到国外去读，我们自己来办。那么请传道人来协助，一个人来啊，不要几十个跑到国外去，很好啊，三年呢、啊，三年可以学的。
So I really think Vancouver Church should set up a program for the people live here to attend, and the 3 years term we can invite preacher to assist.
当初沙巴、新加坡啊，都是这样办的。
At the beginning, Sabah and Singapore, they are start in this way.
最近沙巴总会写一封信给我，他说他们已经办了十几年了啊，十几年，现在要明年要成立一个70周年的纪念。
And the Sabah General Assembly wrote me a letter. They have this seminar been conducted over 10 years, and next year is 70th anniversary.
那这些神学班毕业的学生啊，现在在教会里面都担任重要的职务。
And all these graduate students, they are in this important position of today's church.
所以哈、哦，我们家联呐、啊。办不办另外一回事。我想温哥华这个得天独厚啊，我们这个地点太好了哈、哦，那这个环境太好，我们可以自己办。
I really recommend Vancouver Church since we have such a good environment, we should conduct ourselves as theological school.
那我们的职会啊，我们可以跟传道人大家来商量一下，假如要办呢、啊，在哪一个月来办，怎么办？哦，那个内容要定什么课程可以定出来，那。通知大家啊，有心的人都来学习。
And all the detail and program, the church board should discuss with the minister and set up a good, nice program for those who want to attend.
台湾呢、啊，第一次举办这个延伸神学，延伸出去，延伸神学。
And in Taiwan, there's a first time extend the evangelical school.
那个时候是院长啊，林传道主办的。
At that time, is Preacher Lin is the person in charge.
他说就是要把这个圣经呢六十六卷哈、哦，有计划的来教导信徒。
And they have a program for the people who can learn from the 66 books.
每一个科目啊，二十小时。
And each subject, will spend 20 hours.
用十个礼拜来学习。
Spend 10 weeks.
是利用每这个晚上啊。
They use the evening time.
啊，那要参加的要报名。
For those who want to attend, they have to register themselves.
啊，报名会800块。
$800 for register fee.
我大概构想一出来啊，有的人说什么？没有钱的都没有人学习，还收八百块。
And even someone complained, even the free seminar no one attend, $800, no one will attend.
那感谢主，林传道有他的看法，他认为啊，收钱一定要收钱，因为这个是讲义啊，这个是教员的这个车马费啊，一定要收。
But Preacher Lin has his own concept because $800 is in order to print the handout.To give the subsidized for the teacher's fee.
后来就选定台北教会办了。
Then they pick up Taipei Church as the place.
第一期啊，200个参加。
The first one, 200 attendance.
大家乖乖的缴800块。
Everyone is willing to pay 800.
连续十个礼拜啊，大家来。
Continuously 10 weeks, everyone attend.
每周两个小时。
And 2 hours per week.
有的坐了几个小时的车子来参加的。
And some people have to ride on a bus for a couple hours in order to attend.
最小的也是13岁。
And the smallest one is 13 years.
最大的76岁。
And the oldest one is 76 years.
他们受十周的中间这个成人的圣经知识的讲习。
They receive 10 weeks adult education.
缺席两次的就作废了。
If you miss twice, you've been considered...discharge.
感谢主，再举办第二次还是200多个。
But praise the Lord, second time also more than 200 people attend.
我到国外去讲这个事，他说收钱也有人来。我说有，收钱才很多来。
I went out to tell everyone $800 even attract more people to attend.
我并不是说我们温哥华一定要收钱，但是啊，我们可以办。
I did not mean Vancouver Church should charge the money, but you should consider to hold this seminar.
这个神学教育也很重要。
Evangelical school is very important.
所以假如我们来计划一下哈，每三年一期，三年一期啊，那这样子我们跟几位讲员联络哈，我们出讲员的理会啊，应该可以的。温哥华有钱嘛，啊、哦。
So every three years, we take one term every 3 years, and we can invite the preacher to come. And since Vancouver can pay the air ticket,
从美国来，有时候从台湾来都可以呀、啊。那他们个人所学的来这里教三个礼拜，集中在这里啊。那这样子我们三年来啊可以学很多的。
I think even we can have the people from Taiwan, from US to assist us to hold this kind of school and seminar, I think everyone can be edified.
假如现在再不开始的，我们圣经永远学不完。
If we do not start now, we cannot complete the whole Bible.
这是第一点我们要学的。
This is the first thing we should learn.
第二啊，我们要学的这个宗教教义啊，就是基本信仰。
And the second one is the basic belief.
我们真耶稣教会的基本信仰一共十条。
There's 10 items in the basic belief of True Jesus Church.
那么现在我们弟兄姊妹自己扪心自问了，你知道几条？
And you can ask yourself now how many items you know.
这个基本信仰就是全世界真耶稣教会的共信之道。
The basic belief is the common faith of the whole True Jesus Church.
这个十条啊，我们不能改的。
These 10 items we cannot change.
这个十条的基本信仰要改，一定要通过世界大会。
These 10 articles, if you want to change, you have to go through a delegate conference.
这个十条的基本信仰，如果我们懂了、记住了、明白了，我们对传福音啊、辨别真道啊，都是非常有益的。
If we understand these 10 articles and remember, it's good for us to do the evangelical work.
这个十条基本信仰，很多刊物都有了。
And these 10 articles contains in many books.
虽然很简单、啊、
although simple,
但确实很重要。
But it's important.
这个每一条都值得我们去学。
Each article is worthy wise for us to learn.
好像第一条，相信耶稣基督道成肉身。
And first one is to believe in Jesus Christ is manifested from heaven.
死在十字架上。
And die in the cross.
第三天复活升天。
Third day resurrect and ascend to heaven.
他是天地主宰。
He is the creation of the universe.
独一真神。
The only one true God.
这是第一条。
This is the first item.
你不要小看这个第一条，第一条里面含了很多很多奥秘。
You should not just look down on the first articles. Actually, that consists with the mystery.
这道成肉身这个大学问哦。
The truth manifest in the flesh.
还有我们教会是相信独一神。
In our church, we believe one true God.
跟一般教会的三位一体不同的。
It's different from the Trinity.
而且我们的独一神就是耶稣哦。
And one true God is Jesus.
这个是我们第一条的基本信仰。
This is the basic doctrine of Article 1.
那第二条啊。
Second.
我们相信新旧约圣经。
We believe Old and the New Testament.
这是信仰的依据。
This is the guideline of the faith.
也是生活的准则。
It's a standard of the life.
有些教会也不信新约。
Some church do not believe New Testament.
好像犹太教啊，他们就不信新约了。
Like the Jewish people, they do not believe New Testament.
假如他们信新约的话，一定要信耶稣了。
If they believe New Testament, they have to believe Jesus.
啊，很多教会不信旧约。
Some church do not believe Old Testament.
我们真耶稣教是相信新旧约都是神所默示的。
And our church believe both Testament is inspiration of God.
第三条啊。
Third one.
我们相信真耶稣教会是晚雨的教会。
We believe True Church is a later rain.Established church
是为了要复兴使徒时代的教会的真教会。
In order to restore the apostolic time church，
哦，这个基本信仰也很重要。
This is a very fundamental important。
因为这个晚雨圣灵降生的教会啊，这是合乎圣经的。
Because the later rain established the church， this is according to the Bible。
那么从第四条开始才是五大教义。
From the fourth one is the five major doctrine。
第四条是洗礼。
Four is water baptism.
第五条是圣灵
and Holy Spirit.
第六条是洗脚礼
Six is foot washing sacrament.
第七条是圣餐礼
Seven is Holy Communion sacrament.
第八条是圣日安息日
and eighth is observe the Sabbath service.
那到第九条是我们相信因信称义
and ninth is to be just by faith.
有一些教会啊批评说，真耶稣教不相信因信称义啊。
And some of the church criticize true church do not believe justified by faith.
其实他们搞错了。
Actually, they are wrong.
我们是绝对相信因信称义的。
We definitely believe to be justified by faith.
只不过我们要加上一句，就是还要追求圣洁了。
But the more or less we have to add on is to pursue holy.
这个就是我们真教会完美的地方。
And this is the completion of the church.
一般的教会相信因信称义，就是一信得救，永远得救。
And some people.Other church, they believe, once they believe, they've been saved.
只要你信耶稣了，那怎么样再怎么样去打滚呢？都不会跌倒，不会犯罪，不会死掉了。一信得救，永远得救。这个我们不相信的。
And we do not believe once you have the faith, you've been saved, because it's totally wrong.
我们还是相信因信得称义，没有错，但是要靠圣灵追求圣洁的生活。
We believe to be justified by faith, but we have to pursue to be holy.
最后一条，我们是相信耶稣基督末日必从天降临。
The last one is to believe Jesus will come on the later day.
这一次呢是要审判万民。
And this time his coming is to judge the whole people.
义人得永生。
Righteous man to be saved.
罪人受永刑。
The wicked one receive the eternal punishment.
那这个十条就是我们的基本信仰。
These ten articles are the basic doctrine.
那假如每个信徒对这个十条基本信仰都很清楚。
If you are familiar and remember these ten articles,
懂得怎么样跟人家谈到。
And you know how to express to others.
这个就是一个自立的成年人啊。
And this is a very self-contained adults.
以前我们老前辈常常说啊，真耶稣教会这个五大教义哦，就好像大卫啊那颗五颗石头一样。
And some of the forerunner of the true church saying about this five doctrine just like a five stone of David.
就是大卫啊，要打死那个哥利亚，不是拿枪。
When David tried to kill the giant Goliath, he did not use the gun.
他是选了五颗石头。
He picked up five stones.
哥利亚那么大。
And that's a giant.
大卫啊，就是用一颗石头啊，这样摔摔。打死了
and he used the sling and the stone and shot the giant.
我们的前辈都说啊，真耶稣教会的五大教义啊，如同大卫的五颗石子，随便一个拿出来啊，哥利亚都倒下去了。
And either one of five we can use is a sharp weapon like David.
当然这个不能这样解释哈，但是啊，这个精神是对的。我们的五大教义随便拿一个都可以跟他比一比的。
And this is the correct spirit, but it's not the correct explanation. Of course, either one of the five doctrines we can use to debate with us.
我们的解释啊, 绝对是最根据圣经的。
And our explanation is according to Bible.
就好像这个圣餐礼啊,
Just like Holy Communion.
这个圣餐礼啊, 有三种解释。
There are three explanations on Holy Communion.
天主教的解释就是变质说, 这个物质改变。
And one say, because the material change.
啊, 一般的新教是象征说, 就是这个饼是象征。 象征耶稣的肉。
The rest of the renewal church saying about this symbolic thing.
天主教是变, 那么新教是象征, 但我们教会呢, 哎, 绝对不同。
And the church believe change, and the other church believe is symbolized, but we are different.
我们教会相信这就是耶稣的肉。
We believe this is the flesh of Jesus.
但是物质没有变。
Material did not change.
有别于天主教。
It's different from other churches.
有别于一般的基督教。
It's different from other renewal churches.
我们不相信物质改变。
We do not believe the material change.
啊, 我们也不相信是象征而已。
And we do not believe this is only a symbol.
我们相信这就是耶稣的肉。
We believe this is the flesh of Jesus.
那为什么这样解释呢?
Why this is the explanation?
这个就是灵化, 所以我们说这个饼就是灵化的耶稣的肉。
And this bread has been spiritualized to become the flesh of Jesus. And this is the only one kind of the explanation
所以啊,
of the whole world.
凡是典礼哈,
therefore, we talk about sacrament that consists with the mystery.
啊, 这个也唯有真耶稣教会因为有圣灵同在,
and because through the church has the abundance of the Holy Spirit, we are able to explain.
所以我想我们成人啊, 第二要接受的这个教育啊, 就是基本信仰。
Therefore, the second education we receive is the basic doctrine.
啊, 第三啊, 我们也可以接受这个教会的行政管理。
And the third is to receive the education of the organization.
教会很小的时候,
since the church is small,
不必学什么管理学了,
we don't have to know management.
反正就是你一家我一家我们两家嘛,
and only two families.
啊, 自己管理自己就好了,
and you just manage yourselves.
可是, 哎, 教会慢慢增, 信徒增多了,
but once the church starts to grow,
本来只有我们文莱两家,
maybe only the people from Murnai, two families, and one family from Sabah,
哎, 又马来西亚又来了,
and from Malaysia,
哇, 台湾又来了,
and two more from Taiwan,
哇, 100个, 200个,
and 100 and 200 people.
现在啊, 这个教会管理学就要了,
then we have to know the church management.
以前啊, 我们两三家, 我来做主就好了, 我做主, 啊?
And before two or three families, I can make decision.
啊, 今天去游艇, 明天去爬山, 啊, 我下令就可以了。
Tomorrow we'll go to the inland, next day we go to climb the mountain, where I make the decision.
可是现在人很复杂,
but today we have many people.
同样要去玩, 你要坐游艇, 我要爬山呢, 那怎么办?
And we all go to the outdoor, but someone want to go climb mountain, someone go to the inland.
我做主啊, 我要游艇啊。
I make a decision, I want to go to on the sea.
有人说我偏偏不坐游艇, 我会晕船啊, 我要爬山啊。
And I will get seasick, I don't want to go on a boat, I want to climb my mountain.
到时是要您听你的, 还是听信徒的?
And whether it's listen to you or listen to the member.
这个就是教会管理的。
This is the church management.
我们啊, 现在温哥华教会这么大的教会了。
And since we have such a big group,
不能像以前啊, 十几年前那个看法了。
It's not like it's different, totally different from 10 years
你,
ago.
你要定时开信徒会议啊。
You have to make a right time to hold the general meeting.
重大的事情由信徒解决啊。
The major important things leave it to the member.
有一个执事很天真啊, 我当主席就好了, 因为十几年了都我是当主席的啊。
And one deacon claimed himself, over 10 years I am the chairman, so I make the decision.
可是他又不会主持。
But he doesn't know how to conduct the meeting.
又不让别人主持。
And he even not allow the people can conduct the meeting.
所以就要懂得开会的规矩啊。
Then we have to know what's the rule of the meeting.
我们要开会, 哦, 先选主席。
And before the meeting, we choose the chairman.
哦, 然后主席指定两个记录。
Then pick up two recorders.
Oh, 然后开始一条一条来。
Then we go one by one on agendas.
尊重少数。
And we respect the minor.
服从多数。
But we submit to the major.
就是会议的规则。
And this is the rule of the meeting.
所以教会渐渐大了, 一定要学教会的管理学啊。
And since the church grew up, we should learn the church management.
因此啊, 现在我们有这个教会的规章细则。
Therefore, we can see the rules and regulations of the church.
这些规章细则啊, 是根据圣经的精神定出来的。
All these rules and regulations are according to the spirit of the Bible.
每一个教会的领导者非学不可。
And each person in charge should learn.
因为现在我们的家庭越来越复杂了, 越来越大了。
Because our family getting grow up and complex.
假如是我一个家庭呢, 我可以下令的。
If only one family, I can make decision.
今天不吃，不吃就不吃嘛。
I can say today there is no eating.
今天要大吃。
And today we have a big meal.
我自己决定就可以了。
I make decision.
可是今天这个大家庭不同啊。
But today we have such a big family.
你今天要禁食祷告是为什么禁食祷告
？Today you want to fast and prayer. What's the reason?
我今天要举办爱餐，要怎么办
？Today I want to have a fellowship meal. What's the method?
所以啊。教会管理学一定要学。
Therefore, we have to learn the church management.
教会管理学太多了。
There's so many things about according to this.
怎么组织啊？主持这个会议。
How to conduct a meeting?
怎么组织访问班
？How to conduct a visiting team?
怎么样来管理这个教会
？How to organize the church?
这个是成人要学的。
And this is something we have to learn.
还有一点呢，就是教会的信徒须知，信徒生活须知。
One more thing is the rule and regulation of the member.
这个也是我们成人要学的。
This is something for adults to learn.
信徒生活须知。
This is the regulation for members' life.
有些教会啊，刚啊接受洗礼以后
，for new member just received the baptism.
都会分一本啊信徒生活须知给他。
The church will give the new member a regulation of a new member.
你就知道我做一个信徒应该怎么做。
Then you will know as a new member how to be.Conduct.
我要搬家了，应该告诉谁
？When I move, which one I should talk to?
我移民到这边来了。
When I migrate to here,
我要怎么样跟教会联系
？How can I conduct to the church?
我的孩子要结婚了。
When my children get to marry,
我要怎么样来办
？And how can I ask the church to help?
我的家人离世了。
My family member pass away.
要怎么做
？And what should I do?
这些就是圣信徒生活须知了。
This is the regulation of.Members' life.
有的老信徒说，怎么我的儿子结婚不能在教会礼拜堂举行结婚典礼呢
？Some of the old member asked, "My son getting married, how can he not hold the marriage ceremony in the church?"
我是教会的负责人呐、
啊。I'm the person in charge in church.
我最早到温哥华来的、
啊。I'm the first one into Vancouver.
怎么我的儿子结婚不能在会堂举行
？How come my son cannot hold the ceremony in the church?
那谁这样大胆禁止我
？And who can stop me?
原来啊，他的儿子娶外邦人嘛。
But the truth is, his son get married the outsider.
教会有教会的规矩啊，不可以啊。
Of course, the church has the rule, cannot have such a ceremony in the church.
他认为我可以啊。
But he think he can do.
但是教会有教会的规矩啊。
But the church has the certain rule.
这个叫做生活须知。
And this is the rule and regulation of the member's life.
这些生活须知太多了。
And this is necessary to understand.
从做礼拜灵修的生活开始。
Start from your own spiritual life.And observe the sermon.
到我们的职业啦，我们的工作哈，我们的这个人际关系啊。
Up to our connection, friendship, and careers.
这些都要懂得了。
All these things we should understand.
所以我们教会有出版一本啊，《信徒生活须知》。
Therefore, church issue a rule and regulation of the member.
就告诉我们，当我们遇到这种事的时候，应该怎么做。
That is the guideline to tell us when we encounter the problem.
还有一种啊，就是要事工训练。
The other thing is to train the people.
成人啊，要接受事工训练。
Adults need the training.
这个教会的事工太多了。
There's so many things to do in the church.
比如说讲道
，sermon.
比如说领诗
，conduct hymns.
比如说司琴
，pianist.
比如说翻译
，or translator.
比如说炊事
，or cooking.
比如说插花
，or flower management.
太多了，访问。
There's so many things, even including the visitation.
主持查经班
How to conduct a Bible study.
带领团契生活
How to conduct a fellowship.
团契就是妇女团契、弟兄团契
There's a sister fellowship, brother fellowship.
怎么样做长子
How to be elders.
怎么样做宗教教育的教员
How to become a good teacher in the religious education.
这些都要受训啊。
All these need training.
这个就是事工训练。
This is a training for the work.
假如没有接受训练的话
，without a training，
是就事倍功半了。
Then we just waste our time and doing a little.
比如说有人说讲道，我来讲就好了，我来讲。
We talk about sermon. I say I can do it.
这个教会啊，一向就是我讲道的啦。
Because in the church, I'm the always one to deliver the sermon.
我没有空才安排别人，其他通通安排我就好了。
If I'm busy, then maybe someone take turn, but the rest I take turn.
安排你是好，没有错了。
This is a good idea to arrange you.
但是还有很多人才啊。
But there are so many able people.
而且你自己又没有受过讲道训练。
And plus, you are the person who haven't received any training yet.
你一上去一直读圣经了，一直读啊，读了五六十节。
And you go up can read 50 verses in one time.
也不解释。
Do not explain.
读完了，好，阿门，下来了。
And after that, say amen and come down.
大家听不懂。
Nobody can understand.
听不懂就怪了。 长老啊, 你讲到我们听不懂哦。
And then someone claim, "What you are speaking, I cannot. We cannot understand."
怎么会听不懂呢? 不认真。
How can that? You are not serious study.
没有充分祷告, 所以圣灵没有引导。
Without prayer, you have no guidance of the Holy Spirit.
有的更绝了。
Even more worse.
这个很奥秘啊, 你怎么听得懂?
And this is a mystery. How can you understand?
这个要灵层很高的人啊。
This is need the spiritual higher standard to understand.
我自己都不懂, 你们还懂什么?
Even myself cannot understand. How can you understand?
讲道啊, 讲道你自己不懂,
and if you deliver a sermon, you don't know what you are speaking, what is the sense of a sermon?
他还振振有词,
for the word.
好像指挥的人也是一样啊,
like a hymn conductor.
三拍,
就是三拍, three beats, that's a triangle.
四拍就是这样子的,
and four beats.
人家四拍, 你指三拍, 怎么比也比不对,
and if four beats hymn, you can use three beats, that's something wrong.
还怪大家, 你怎么唱得不整齐呢?
And you even complain the group did not sing accordingly.
因为你没有受训练,
because you are not training yet.
所以教会的很多事工啊, 都要训练。
There are so many things to be trained to do the work.
这个就是成人的宗教教育之一。
This is one of the items for adults to learn.
所以现在在台湾办的这个延伸神学啊, 有一课是神学,这个圣经知识, 一课是事工, 就是每一次开两门。
Therefore, in Taiwan, this Adventist theological school, two items, one is knowledge, one is the technical training.
那你自己选择, 哎, 我要选这一门。 你可以选择的,
and you can choose either one.
反正一科800块, 你缴钱来就对了。
And anyone, one subject is $800.
我的, 哎, 这两样我都要学。
And if I want to learn both,
哇, 这一次刚好抢这个小千之书, 哎, 我很喜欢听, 我就报名了。
And one time I see today, this topic is minor prophet, I would like to learn.
哇, 这一课要学插花的, 哎, 我要去报名了。
And today is to learn the flower arrangement, I would like to learn.
教会的事工训练呢, 也是我们要学习之一的。
Therefore, how to serve the Lord is something we should learn.
啊, 其他, 很多很多了。
There are so many items.
哎, 现在我们要谈谈怎么样来做。
Now we are talking about how are we going to do.
我们知道该做, 也知道做什么了。
We know we should do it. We know what to do.
现在问题是怎么来做。
But the point is how to carry out.
这个我去英国的爱丁堡, 我发现他们啊, 这个场所很好。
When I went to Edinburgh Church in England, I find they have a good place.
所以你看那个英国的爱丁堡教会啊, 他们星期日哦, 大家都到教会来哦。
You can find many members come to the church on Sunday.
从老到少, 通通受训练。
Start from the youngest to the oldest one, they all receive training.
那么神也安排他们地, 场地特别好, 好几间教室啊。
And God prepared them with such a good facility, they have so many classrooms.
他们有一堂是大家来了, 全家福的啦。
And one is for the whole family, good for whole family.
然后就分开了, 这个, 妇女在这里, 这个老人在这里, 少年在那边, 分开哦。
And then after this, they separate into small groups.
所以成人的宗教教义啊, 第一就是分场所。
And adult education, first one is separate the rooms.
那我看了看了, 我们这地方大概有两个场所吧, 地下室跟这里的。
And we have two major places, one is here, one is basement.
这个场所可以分开。
And this is a good place for us to separate.
就是按照性质去分开。
According to the character of the teaching to separate.
还有就是分时间。
And separate the time.
好像像在美国的安息日下午的聚会啊, 就是查经的, 英文查经, 中文查经。
And in the U.S., they have English Bible study, Chinese Bible study hold in the Sabbath afternoon.
那将来啊, 我们推行这个成人的宗教教育啊, 我们也可以把时间分开。
In the future, when we set up this program, we can separate the time.
哦, 礼拜一是男人受训练。
Monday 弟兄, is for brother.
啊, 所以弟兄来就好了。
Only brother come.
姐妹在家里啊, 看家。
And sister look after the house.
啊, 礼拜二是妇女团契, 妇女来就好了。
And Tuesday is for sister fellowship, sister come only.
哦, 礼拜三祷告会, 大家一起来。
And Wednesday is the prayer session, everybody come.
哦, 礼拜四社会青年, 是大专青年,
and Thursday is social youth or career youth.
这样子分时间分场地的。
So we set up the time and separate the time and place.
所以啊, 只要我们有心要办,
so if we are willing to do it,
我想我们应该可以试试看的。
I think we should try.
刚刚我提出了一个构想, 就是, 啊, 我们这个神学训练, 哦, 可以试试看。
And the concept I've just bring out, we should try out the theological school.
我们可以跟这个连总的训练啊, 训练组啊, 林永基传道联络看看, 我们这个温哥华要来办, 哦, 那如果我们办了, 哦, 也可以 招募学生哦, 啊, 艾明顿啊, 卡加利的, 多伦多, 你们要来参加, 可以啊, 报名啊, 报名会缴过来,
啊, and we should,
还要缴这个学, 这个学会啊, 这个缴吃饭的哦, 吃饭的要缴。 不是免费的。
And if we have this theological school, we should charge by fees, and we welcome all people on the North America to attend.
当然了，我们温哥华教如果说啊，这个一切我们教会交代，那也可以的。
If Vancouver Church is generously to welcome everyone, of course that.
但是我们不能让学生啊，要来就来，要去就去，这不能这样子的。
We cannot make the student feel free to come because there's a restriction on it.
既然开办了，一定要定规则。
Since you open the school, you have to have the regulation.
你一次两次不来了，我就不承认你了。
If you miss one or two class, you have to stay back.
我们也不允许旁听的。
We are not allowed observer.
你要就来报名，不要你就不要旁听。
Either you come or not come.
这个才能够好好的去管理啊。
Then we can really seriously manage it.
所以成人的宗教教育啊，我越想越重要。
So the more I think the importance of the adult religious education.
现在青少年有课本了，有定时间在聚会。
And the youth has the textbook, has the time set up for them to
learn. 但是成人没有。
But there's nothing for adults.
成人就是安息日来做礼拜，讲一篇道理啊，大家听听回去了。
And adults only receive the sermon once a week in the Sabbath day.
有的安息日回去啊，没有了，都是今天讲什么，我不知道。
And even you will ask, what do you learn from the Sabbath? And you never know.
题目呢？题目是什么？题目哦。 没有看到,
What's the topic I did not see?
连题目都不知道,
Even you did not know the topic is
你一个礼拜来一次能够领受多少了,
And once a week how much you can learn.
所以我们利用这个寒暑假来开一个神学班啊，应该是很好的。
Therefore use the summer or winter vacation to set up this theological school.
大家好好的播出时间了，好好的学。
Everyone spend your time to learn.
这应该是可行的。
This is something doable.
就算我们加拿大其他教会不参加，我们自己办也可以的。
Even the rest of the church in Canada do not attend. In Vancouver Church, we can hold this seminar.
我想我们温哥华教会是够成本的，这个资本是够的了。
And I think Vancouver Church can do this thing.
只要我们肯。
As long as we want.
我想讲员应该很会配合的。
I think the teacher would do accordingly.
如果国外的传道要到加拿大来一趟，他们也很高兴的，我同时去加拿大看一看，很好啊。
If you invite a teacher, preacher to come, they are willing to come to see Canada.
那我们出个礼会，请个传道人来，没有什么关系啊。
And the church only pay for the air ticket, actually is the cheapest way to hold.
再加上我们本地的传道再配合一下。
And plus our local church minister to cooperate.
所以我再强调一次。
Once more, I emphasize.
未来的主人翁，我们要看重。
The children, we should look into it.
明天的栋梁，我们不忽略。
And we do not ignore tomorrow's pillar.
但是别忘了，我们大家都是今天的柱石。
But do not forget, we are all today's pillar.
今天的柱石不坚固，就没有明天的栋梁了。
If today's pillar is not firm enough, we cannot see tomorrow's pillar.
更不用谈未来的主人翁。
And not even mention about the future.
所以说来说去，我还是看重今天的柱石。
Therefore, more or less, I still emphasize, look into today's pillar.
我们要举办，试探一下。 成人的宗教教育
We should try to hold this adult religious education.
我刚说这是一个构想，一个观念而已。
I just mentioned this is a concept.
假如我们大家有同感的，要去办的话，应该好好去商量一下。
If you have this same sense as I am, we should try.
好，今天早上讲到此。
We conclude the sermon for this morning.
唱赞美诗。